Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The city of Soldotna is now accepting a new round of grant applications for its storefront improvement program until September 30th. The program provides a 50% matching grant up to $7,500 for exterior business remodels in Soldotna commercial districts and seeks to encourage private investment to beautify the Sterling and Kenai Spur Highway corridors. Executive Director of the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, Maddie McElray, shared about the program on KSRM's Morning Update with Matt Wilson.
It's to promote a thriving economy and an attractive streetscape. This grant program offers up to $7,500 for projects that rehabilitate Soldotna storefronts. So if you're looking for a nice storefront improvement.
Created in 2012, the triannually awarded storefront improvement program is available each year and is intended to boost traffic to businesses, increase property values, and improve the overall look and vitality of the commercial districts in Soldotna. Soldotna Director of Economic Development and Planning, John Czarneski, previously provided additional details on the program.
Really, the emphasis of the program is to encourage the transformation of building facades through different improvements to their building. And we award greater weight to projects that incorporate multiple things. So it might be new windows or new doors, or it might be a new facade is added where there's perhaps some trim work might include stone, or it might include a new dormer or something to transform the way the building looks. And those are the things that generally garner the most points when they're evaluated.
Further details on the storefront improvement program at RadioKenai.com. Governor Mike Dunleavy appointed Stephen Colligan on Tuesday to the University of Alaska Board of Regents. He is a lifelong Alaskan who holds an Associates of Applied Science degree in Petroleum Engineering Technology from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He has national and international experience specializing in information technology integration, geographic information systems, and geomatics. Colligan will fill the Board of Regents seat recently vacated following the resignation of previous board member Tuckerman Babcock, who was appointed by Dunleavy in May. Colligan's appointment takes effect immediately. During her visit to Alaska, U.S. HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge learned how housing and homeless issues are different in Alaska. KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana files this report.
A senior Biden administration official learned how housing and homeless issues are different in Alaska during a visit this week to the nation's largest state. U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge finished a two-day stop with a discussion with Alaska Republican U.S. Senate Dan Sullivan. U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge finished a two-day stop with a discussion with Alaska Republic U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, local leaders, and Alaska Natives officials in Anchorage, Alaska Public Media reported. She said at a news conference after the event that she appreciated everyone's willingness to share about their challenges. Anchorage leaders also raised concerns about what they called an unfair agency formula for distributing funding to address homelessness in urban Anchorage. Christopher Constant, the chair of the Anchorage Assembly, told her Anchorage and Houston both have about 3,200 homeless people. However, he said Houston receives more than $40 million in federal support, while Anchorage gets about $4 million. That's $15,000 per individual in Houston that they're receiving to support the people unhoused in their community, where we receive $1,000, Constant said. Fudge said she heard a good argument in adjusting the funding formula to be more equitable. Affordable housing is another issue for urban Alaska. The pandemic slowed construction of new homes in Anchorage, which has led to tighter housing market and higher prices. The Anchorage Assembly is considering simplifying residential zoning rules to encourage the construction of smaller homes within the municipality. Fudge said her agency is also investigating easing zones and planning regulations nationwide to add more homes. It's also set aside billions of dollars to help communities enact new ideas to increase housing. Fudge on Wednesday toured tribal lands during a visit to Kenai. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The U.S. Department of Interior has canceled 7 oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The leases canceled Wednesday were part of a sale held in the waning days of the Trump administration. Interior officials under President Joe Biden argued the sale was legally flawed. Alaska political leaders have long pushed to allow oil and gas drilling on the refuge's coastal plain. The state's congressional delegation in 2017 succeeded in getting language added to a federal tax law that called for the U.S. government to hold 2 lease sales in the region by late 2024. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.